Shalom, everybody. I'm currently house sitting, kitty sitting. I think it's my last day. My friend told me she's on her way back today. And she went to Shambhala. Shambhala. I want to go to Shambhala. I'm going to try to go next year. I'm really sad that I have, forfeited all the festival experiences this summer. I've forfeited a lot of things and I'm sad about it, but I can't be too sad because I've gone on a lot of adventures and I haven't even talked about them all. They just keep happening and I've been really slow with recording shit because I've just been so tired and exhausted, and I do this at my own pace, so but I am kitty sitting Miss Tulsi. She is laying on my lap. We're sitting in the living room. And it's actually a cool rainy day today, which I am so grateful for and happy about. Last night, I was outside and I was like, please, universe, give us a rainy day. It's been nonstop 35 to 40 degree weather, and the heat is just so gross. And in my friend's house, so our cat's an inside cat, and I guess before, so she just moved into this place and she got out of the house, and now she's had a taste of outside. She just wants to be outside. So for the past several days, if I am not touching her or petting her or around her, doing something around her, she'll scream at the door or around the house, and it's so bloody annoying. She's chilling right now, and it's nice, but I wanted to cry. It's like, shut up, please. To say the least, I'm very sleep-deprived. Partially because of the cat, but also because it's just so fucking hot out. And she doesn't have AC in here. She's got one of those portable AC units, which I also have in my basement suite. But Miss Tulsi here decided that she was gonna get crafty and find a way out of the house. And she knocked the AC unit piece that chills in the window out so she could go outside. Right, Tulsi? Yeah. So, the AC unit has been totally off. I mean, the fan has been on, but it's just blowing hot air around. Which I don't know if is better or worse. Anywho, it's nice and kind of cool. It's still warm in here, but it's a little bit more chill. If there's noise, it's probably the people from the basement. So that's cool. But yeah, I just decided that I'm going to record an episode right now because I haven't found the time to do so. I normally like to go adventure out and I'll sit in my car or something and do this. But it's been too fucking hot. I haven't been able to do anything. I wanted to go explore. So this is in West Kelowna, and I have been living in Kelowna for what? Almost seven years? And I have yet to explore a lot of the west side. And I was going to go do that, except for the fact that I am not hiking a mountain in 36 degrees Celsius. You figure out what that is in Fahrenheit. I'm pretty sure it's between 90 and 100 something. So, your girl's just fucking wiped out. I'm so tired. But yeah, my friend went to Sham, and Base Coast was a couple weekends ago. And your girl's hella sad. I'm missing out on the music scenes. I was also invited to go back into the States and go see another band. I think it's the Manchester Orchestra. Except for the fact that I had to go in on that Friday, and that's when the concert was, unfortunately. To stupid work. And I was actually going to call in, except for the fact that literally everybody in the warehouse took the day off, and then my supervisor was like, I hope you're ready to come in Friday because you're the only person who can. She was off, and our other person who works in the department I do, she had booked it off months ago and nobody remembered. And then my manager, Susan, booked it off without realizing any of that. So yeah, it was just me. And then Dana came in, which was super cool. And we just had a little party. But yeah. So I was sad about it. And the other day I started looking at tickets. Like, is there anybody coming into Kelowna? I haven't seen anything in a couple months. Which, mind you, I'm grateful to say that I have gone to some things this year. It's just, I don't get to go to Tofino this summer, and that really fucking sucks. Or not just, like, Tofino, but the island as a whole. I'm just kind of bummed. During the heat wave is usually when I go. So, I've just been, like, sitting here suffering through it and imagining being on the island. It's all for good cause, though, because, you know, I'm going to Iceland in September. I just keep reminding myself that. But at the same time, it kind of sucks. Oh, the things we sacrifice. So I was looking online, and I saw that Baby No Money and Young Gravy are going back to Vancouver. And I was like, no fucking way. No fucking way. So I looked more into it, and yeah. So the P&E starts in Vancouver, I think, the same week. And the concert is in the P&E grounds. I was like, well, why don't I make a weekend of this? I took the Thursday and the Friday off, and I just spoke to Liz yesterday and told her kind of what I was doing. And I was like, yo, you should come. She's like, fuck yeah. So we're going to go to Baby No Money and Young Gravy again, because the concert in December was just so fucking fun. I'm pumped. So that will be my little summer yeehaw, I guess. Not to say that I haven't had any yeehaws. I've, like, done a lot of traveling back and forth to see Liz and just go do some stuff. I'm very grateful for that. Man, there's a lot of buses that travel down this route. This is, like, the 8th one drive by in the last 15 minutes. Be a good drinking game. Just sit here and watch the buses go down. Take a shot every time one passes the house. You'd be fucked in no time. Anyway. I'm trying to think of what I was gonna talk about for adventures. There's been actually, like, so many. I don't even remember where I'm at. I guess while I'm reminiscing about festivals, I don't think I ever talked about my first festival experience that happened last summer. So I went to Base Coast with the crew. It was my first time really getting to know everybody. I think I met majority of the people actually at a campfire in April of 2022. And then, yeah, Base Coast was in July. And it was so fucking fun. I had such a good time. It wasn't anything that I was expecting it to be. Like, growing up, when I'd hear about festivals, I just kind of thought it was this place where people went wild with the drugs and the alcohol, and they just got really fucked up. When, in reality, it's just, there's another fucking bus. In reality, it's so magical. I didn't know that there were, like, these yoga classes and workshops. I think I had the most fun participating in the classes, to be honest. And then getting groovy. I remember arriving, and we did, like, an early, I think we left on the Thursday. We had a Thursday early entry, and we had a really good spot for camp because all of us kind of pitched in together. And our friends who went even earlier secured us a solid camping spot, which was sick. And I got there. I went with Nicholas. And then we parked our shit, figured out where our tents and stuff were going. And then I went with Danielle and I don't remember, a few other people to a yoga class. And it was so relaxing and nice. It was in the morning. I did a lot of yoga. Honestly, Base Coast was actually my introduction to fully learning a little bit more yoga. Like, I had tried it before, like, online classes, especially, don't lick my tummy, I don't like that. yeah, during COVID, I think I tried to do yoga, but I just couldn't do it. I can't follow it on a screen, and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And then, I actually think in wintertime, sometime, Nicholas invited me to try hot yoga, so I did try hot yoga. I don't remember if it was wintertime or if it was, fuck, I don't remember. Maybe it was after Base Coast. Yeah, it was definitely after Base Coast. Yeah, never mind. That was after Base Coast. Anyway, Base Coast pretty much introduced me into the more yoga flow. And I would, like, get up in the morning and do yoga with my friends. And it was fucking sick, actually. There was also this dance. I'm trying to remember what it was called, but it was, like, exotic dance. And we got to, like, pretend we were animals. It was really fun. It wasn't anything I was expecting, like, at all. Again, expect the unexpected. And then I'm just trying to remember and conjumble it all. The very first night was, like, I know you're supposed to pace yourselves, and we were trying to do that. I remember we were leaving, so we went to, where were we? I think we were at Slay Bay. I don't remember what the other stages are called, but we were definitely at Slay. And at some point, like, we were leaving, we were going to head back to camp. And that was around, I want to say, like, 1 or 2 in the morning. But one of our friends, actually the one I'm house-sitting for, Kyla, she was volunteering and helping out at Base Coast last year. And then we made friends with the guy who was doing parking, Mickey. And somehow on our way back to camp, they grabbed us. And then we were on, like, backstage for this one DJ. And I really wish I could remember what her name was off the tip of my tongue. I was going to say head. And then I couldn't remember what I was saying. Oh, my brain is so tired right now. I should be napping. Yeah, it was fucking crazy. First festival, first night. I'm pretty sure I took some mushrooms and a little bit of weed. That was about it. And we were fucking backstage. Yeah, that was a good night. It was really fun. And we ended up leaving back to camp at about 4 in the morning to go get some sleep. And then the next day, so Saturday, my other friend Bree and I kind of just, we were like hella tired. So we just were like little sloths around the Base Coast. We found ourselves in the field by the main stage and we took a nap. One of our friends found us and took a picture. We're just full on sleeping. I remember we were laying down and some lady came over and to make sure we were okay, make sure we weren't dying in the field. And we're like, no, we're just taking a nap. And then I also think Saturday was the night we decided we were doing unicorns. So we all had a group costume night planned and we were unicorns. Fun fact, a group of unicorns is called the Blessing. How fucking magical is that? And I believe we went around and did like the art. Well, I remember running around the art. They had these mushrooms. They were like glowing mushrooms. They're so fucking cool. And then there was this robot that moved. It kind of reminded me of the Iron Giant, but it was like sitting. And I didn't know that you could speak into it for the longest time. I knew you could like play around with it, with the mechanics, and it would move. But you could also speak into it, which was pretty cool. Yeah, there were so many different fun things. I'm trying to remember who was playing that night. I can't think of it. All the days were different. Of course, all the days were different. But I don't remember who was playing on what day. The only day I kind of remember Yeah, it was Sunday, wasn't it, Miss Tulsi? And what else happened on Saturday? I feel like Saturday was also the night that Bria and I decided to go off on our own adventure somewhere. Well, I went on many adventures. There was one night where we all were together and we were trying to stay together, but we all got split up and I had Keandra's cup. And it was Keandra's first Space Coast 2, so that was really fun. eventually found her, gave her cup back, all was good. I definitely feel like that was... It was either Friday or Saturday. And then... Oh my god, the outhouses. Okay, I remember what night this was, but I really had to pee. I got in line for the outhouses, and there's like two different lines you could go on either side, and it was like a shoe horse. Fucking hell, a horse shoe. Shoe horse. Somebody please Photoshop that. I'll do it. I'll Photoshop a shoe horse. I've done it with a cow and a shark. The sh-cow. Sh-cow. Which is a brilliant piece of art I have created. I spent 3 hours at work doing it because we were so slow. And I'm very proud of it. I should post it. Anyway, I was waiting in line and I saw somebody come out of this. There was literally one porta potty that had like, it looked like a chandelier from the outside, but it was made up of fairy lights and everything. And I remember seeing it. I was like, fuck, I really want to go into that one. I hope I get it. And lo and behold, it was me and another guy and somebody like just came out. I looked at them and I was like, I'm going to go into that. And they're like, you have it, man. And I was like, yeah. Fuck yeah, I'm so stoked I get to go in the porta potty that I wanted to. I've never wanted to go in a porta potty so bad. And it was so fucking lit. Mind you, I also didn't carry my phone around a lot of this festival. This was like the start of me trying to not be so attached to my phone. And I'm so glad I had it this one evening because I got into the most magical porta potty, and it was full of Nicolas Cage memes and the lights, and just, it was so good. So fucking good. I'm so happy about it. I had to get up and leave because the cat got up and decided she wanted to start screaming. So I had to move myself. But yeah, the Nicolas Cage porta potty was like so good. me and Brie, at one point also, like, we got split off from people, and then we decided we were gonna cross the river and go to the other side and just kept walking. There's a hill that also leads into a part of the campsite on the other side, and we were super mesmerized by the lasers. I remember we were mesmerized by the lasers when we were back at camp, and I think we were on our way to go look at a laser show somewhere. Anyway, we wound up on the other side of the river, and I was just watching the lasers on the cliff side. It was fucking awesome. We laid down. I was pretty beat and tired, so we laid down, took a dirt nap in the ditch on the side of the dirt road. I remember Brie, like, she kind of like pushed me. She's like, hey, we should get up and go find the peoples. I'm like, ah, yes. Probably a super good idea. So then we left, and we eventually met up with everybody. I also, on one of the days, found a pineapple, which I guess there's like a lot of meanings behind the pineapple. Means swingers and shit. I had no idea. I still love good pineapple though. But I found it outside the porta potty near our camp, and there was like these, I don't know what they're called, but they look like giant spoolies, like, you know what, like if you're sewing and the thread is on it, it kind of looked like that. It reminded me of Cinderella, but like they were like 10 times bigger. Anyway, we climbed up on those, but there was like a base, there was like a base, there was a board
laying across some of them. And then there was the porta potty. And there was a pineapple just chilling on there. And I grabbed it and was like, well, this is mine now. I don't know how long it's been here, but I'm taking it with me. And I hiked up a mountain with that pineapple. Nicholas was chilling in his hammock, which was on the cliffside. I don't really know how he got in there, but we were on a mission to go see him and then climb the mountain. And we did. We climbed the mountain. And I had this fucking pineapple with me. And we made it to the top of the cliff and we danced with the pineapple. And it was sick. And I didn't open it at Base Coast. I actually brought the pineapple home. The pineapple, I named it Phyllis. And Phyllis was fucking delicious. So fucking good. And then I'm pretty sure when I got home from Base Coast and still had this pineapple, Liz and Megan came to visit and I cut it and we ate it. And then I told them that I found it by the porta potty and they were so appalled. But they were like, it was so good. It was delicious. Phyllis was delicious. And then we bought another pineapple and we hiked with it when we went to go do our island trip. Phyllis 2.0 came with us to Cape Scott and she was also very delicious. So now it's become a tradition that I must hike with a pineapple. So there you have it, folks. That's not the end of the story though, or what happened. There's so many other things that happen at Base Coast. Oh, man. I do remember on the Sunday, Justin Martin was playing. He was playing like a 3-hour set. And I also tried my first tiny macrodose of LSD. I did like a quarter tab of acid. And I just was having a really good time. I just hung out at Sleigh Bay all day. I do remember that I was walking through the art installations, also on the way to the bathroom and to fill up on some water. And so one of the art installations was like these telephones, and there was one on one end, and then there was another one somewhere else. And I picked up the phone and somebody, like, it rings and somebody else picked it up. Or actually, no, that's not how it worked. I think the phone rang by me and I picked it up and I was like, hello. And this girl was really sad. She was telling me that she had these gloves that she bought specifically for Base Coast and she had lost one. And she was just sad. She didn't have her, like, she lost her friends. And I remember talking to her and I was like, well, you don't have to worry about that. You have one glove. And that's better than no glove. And it just means that there's a possibility to do something else with your other hand. You could get a new glove. You can do anything with it. And I'm like, you should use your free hand and glove it with somebody else's hand. You can be making friends. This is literally what I told her. And she was like, you know what? You're so right. And I was like, yeah, man. You're going to have a beautiful day. It's gonna be so good. You don't have to worry about it. You'll find your friends. You'll make new friends. And then by the end of it, she was just like, oh, thank you so much. And I'm like, yeah, man. It made me so happy. And by the end of it, I think Brie was with me. And I was like, I just helped somebody. I helped them feel good. And it made me feel good. And then I wanted to cry. I'm actually crying thinking about it. It was such a good experience. And I really enjoyed that. The night before also, I think, because there was a night that we were looking at the art installations. I looked at it during the daytime and the nighttime because, I mean, different things happen different times of the day. And the art looks so different too. There was like a picnic bench or whatever, but they had pictures of the stage and envelopes and whatnot. So you could write yourself a letter or write somebody a letter. And I actually just got it. Literally 1 year later, I received my Base Coast letter to myself. And I wrote on it, I don't have it with me, but just trying to remember from memory, it said something along the lines of, "You are amazing. You're a unicorn. Don't forget it." And I got that in the mail literally like the weekend of Base Coast, so 2 weeks ago. And I just almost like started crying because I was like, fuck, man, I want to go to Base Coast so bad. I'm missing it. And also, fucking thank you to my past self. I needed to hear that. I needed to read that because I was just not having a good time. I've been so chaotic in my brain lately. And I mean chaotic, I mean just like, I'm asking myself the big questions and going through the things and just trying to figure it all out. And I was just not having the most amazing time. And to get that and read it, I was just like, you know, fuck yeah, eh? I needed that. I almost left to go sneak into Base Coast, but then realized that probably wouldn't work out. And it was kind of a dumb idea. I didn't really want to waste the gas. Not with the prices these days. Not with the prices these days. So I ended up going for an adventure. I actually had a really great weekend that weekend, or that Saturday anyway, because I had woken up. I woke up at 5. I know, on a fucking Saturday. And I decided to go pick some raspberries from a raspberry bush. And there was a lot of fucking raspberries. And by the time I was done, I had 2 buckets-ish full. They're not huge buckets, though. They're, like, I guess, containers. I remember there was probably, about 4 pounds? 1 pound? I don't know. I was like, I could save these and eat them and then share them. Or I could make jam. So I made raspberry jam, and it was my first time ever making a jam, and it turned out so fucking good. I still have some left, and I honestly can't wait to try and make it again. I'm so proud of myself. It's delicious. Anyway, I finished doing that, and then I had a nap at about 1:30, and I woke up at 4, and then decided I really wanted to go to the beach because it was fucking hot out. So I don't like going to all the beaches where there's a million people. There's a nude beach, and I just go there. And there was pretty much nobody there. It was fucking sick. So I just hung out at the nude beach all day, went for a swim, did some journaling, did some writing, and then I went back home. I stopped at Basha Donair, even though I didn't want a donair. I didn't get one. I got mozzarella cheese sticks and I got fries. I got in there and was like, I don't want a donair. I kind of just want fries. And so that's what I got. And then I came home and then I ate and watched a movie, and that was my day. Nicholas was like, I thought you left for Base Coast for a minute. And I'm like, I almost did multiple times, but I didn't. Anyway, coming back to Base Coast. Sunday was the last day we were there. And I remember just being so zombified. I was just fucking tired. So, so tired. And I wasn't really even on any drugs and take a whole lot. Like literally the entire weekend, I pretty much stuck to shrooms and weed. And I would say I did a lot. I had a lot more weed because I forgot my mushrooms. So we get there and I had my mushrooms in an envelope, a small envelope, very similar to an envelope that I put some extra Lego pieces in. And then I put them in 2 different spots, but I thought they were in the same spot. And I quickly just grabbed one of them. So I went to go take some mushrooms, open it up, and I have fucking Lego pieces. I'm like, are you kidding me? Huh? Forgot my drugs, but I brought Lego. But it's okay, Nicholas gave me some shroomy shrooms. He gave me some shrooms and I fucking lost those too. I'm a mess, but it's fine. I don't really need to have anything to have a good time, but I just was so zonked out because I was exhausted, so tired. I was on the dance floor at Sleigh Bay. I don't know what time it was, but I found my one friend, Danielle. I remember finding her. It was probably like around midnight. And I was like, Danielle, I don't know how I'm moving, but I need help getting back to camp. And she is just the sweetest person ever. She was like, okay. So we grabbed our stuff. We let whoever was with us know. I'm pretty sure everybody at that point made their way back to camp. We stopped in the food place, like the food trucks, and the one truck we went to, they were just shutting all everything down, and they gave everything left that they had to her, and she was trying to pay them, and they're like, no, just take it. And they're like, no, you keep it. And she was like, oh my god, it was so nice. And then she shared some of that with me, and then she helped me get back to camp, and then we all went to bed. But I don't know how long I was standing there for. Like, Justin Martin played from, I think, it was either 12 to 3 or it was 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then just, I remember leaving for maybe an hour and came back, and there was this one guy playing Rumpus, and it was fucking so good. It was bumping at Sleigh Bay all fucking day, which is why I was a zombie. I was just so tired. I also don't remember what night or day it was, but we did a giant cuddle puddle on this like bed looking thing. It was also around Sleigh, and it was right beside the river. We were there until like 6 or 7 in the morning. I actually think that was the same. I think that was Friday. It's after we had been dancing on the stage, and then somehow we all had a giant cuddle puddle, and then we all got up and made our way to camp. Yeah, I think that's what happened, if I'm remembering that correctly. It was so good. I loved it. I miss it. I want to do it again. I wish it was more acceptable to just have a cuddle puddle in the middle of the park or something. I don't know. There's a different vibe about a festival and just being around people in that way. And you're like, what do you do for your normal job? Like, who are you? Who are these people? Who am I? Except I'm me all the time. I don't know. I don't know how to be not me. And I'm happy about that. Some people don't know who they are, and some people pretend to be multiple people. I don't fucking know how people do it. How do people live double lives? Triple lives? You know, all these people out here cheating and shit, living 5 different lives. That sounds so exhausting. How do people do that? It's exhausting living just my life. Let alone 2 different ones. Sheesh. Ah, Base Coast. And just like the vibes around camp and hanging out with everybody, getting to know them. It's just so funny and fun. There is so much to this experience that I'm definitely skipping out and missing on, but sometimes it's okay. It's okay to keep the things to yourself, you know? I miss it. I'm sad I didn't go this year. There's still next year, even though I'm Little Miss Non-Commitment right now. I think I'm really gonna try and go to Shom next year, though. It's the 25th anniversary, and I've just heard so much about it. I would love to experience it, even if it's just this once. The downstairs people are outside and they're talking about massages. I just kind of like nonchalantly started eavesdropping. Whoops. I guess that's the adventure we're going on today, or we did go on. This past weekend, which was Shambhala, I went and did the Enderby float, and
I got burnt. I'm not as burnt as, honestly, I'm used to getting burnt. Less than expected, so that's pretty chill. I got burnt on my back, which I'm a little confused about, because my back wasn't really to the sun. And sitting in my floaty, that's what, okay. I'm gonna tease that, and I'll leave that for the next episode. Otherwise, this is gonna turn into like a 2-hour-long episode. So, the next episode, I'll tell you all about my float down the river. If no one said it, I love you. Thank you for your support. If you didn't know, I am now accepting... I don't know. I'm not accepting donations, but if you want to support the show, you can leave, I don't know, you could, it's like a piggy bank or something. I really don't know what to call it. But anyway, you can like leave a $2, $3 tip. There, that's the word, tip. Or something. It's like a monthly kind of thing. And it just, I don't know, helps, I guess. And if you don't want to do that, you can rate and share the podcast. Any little bit helps, just gets me more out there and more noticed. So I can just do this. I'm going to do it anyway, so it doesn't really matter, but I appreciate it. I appreciate the support. And honestly, I didn't really know how many people supported this, but every time I go and look at my stats, I'm just kind of blown away that people listen to this and find it entertaining. I know I find myself a little entertaining, so I'm sure there are people out there who do too. But I just want to say I'm thankful and very grateful for you being here and listening. I hope you get something out of it. Living vicariously through me is pretty cool, I guess. But just know that you're helping support the dreams that I have of just doing whatever it is that I do and traveling and even the things I don't know that I want to do. You know? You gotta just get out there and find out. Try it out, try it out. That's my goal for you guys. Get out there and try something. Yeah. If you do that, I will shout you out in my podcast. Excuse me. I could burp your name. I could try to do that. I could do it and I could try and do these things in creative ways. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Yeah. I hope you guys are doing okay. I feel like it's been a pretty hot summer. I don't know if it's been a hot girl, hot boy summer. It's just kind of been a hot mess summer. For me, anyway. And I know that there's like a lot of chaos happening in the world. I tend to shut that shit out. But I know a lot of other people take it on. And just, I want you to remember to breathe. And it's okay to feel overwhelmed and upset. It's okay to feel all the feelings. It's okay to feel happy too. It's okay to be ignorant. I mean, they do say ignorance is bliss. But don't shut yourself off from everything all the time. Find your perfect balance, you know? Or try to. Just trying. But there really is no such thing as trying, you know? Do or do not. There is no try. Master fucking Yoda, let's go. I wish the best for you. So, with that being said, I will see you in the next episode where we will float down the river together in a past tense kind of way. Unless I'm actually floating down the river and decide to do a podcast then too, because I never know. We just never know. Expect the unexpected. And I'm ending it with that. So, peace out. Bye.